Diversity is making uneven progress in leadership positions of American business. Women increasingly are getting positions on boards of companies. Members of racial and ethnic minorities, however, are still rarely appointed to boards. 27% of new company directors in the Russell 3000 Index were women during 2016 to 2018. That is up from 21% in the 3 years before, says ISS Analytics. It provided these estimates in an examination for Reuters. In 2018 alone, the percentage was 32 for women. Though women still are underrepresented, their gains have been larger than those of African Americans and Latinos. Blacks represent 5% and Latinos 2% of new directors in 2016 to 2018. This is very close to the percentages from the 3 year period just before. White men have long controlled U.S. corporate boards. Some business leaders argue that it is hard to find qualified candidates of diverse backgrounds. They also say it is difficult at times to know the race or ethnicity of candidates. Now, directors and experts say women are gaining entry, partly because of pressure from major investment companies and lawmakers. But also, the experts say, realizing gender diversity is simpler than other diversity. Women are easier to count and make up a larger group to choose, they say.
Supporters of greater gender diversity say it can bring better financial results and improve public relations. They also argue that gender diversity is the right move, since women are more than half of the American population. Joe Johnson is a Boston-based partner at the Goodwin Law Firm. He advises corporate boards. They'll move to minorities next, he said, adding that now most big companies are looking for more women. Dominique Miel is a white woman who was named a director of Anworth Mortgage Asset Corporation in November. She said things like the Me Too movement have forced boards to add women so that big investors will continue to support them. If they will say no to your directors, that's a problem, Miel said. A new California law requires that at least 3 women sit on the boards of state-based publicly traded companies with 6 or more directors by the end of 2021. At least 4 other states have passed or are considering similar laws, says the National Conference of State Legislatures. While this is good for women, no laws are planned to help minorities. Other countries are more explicit in their demands for diversity, at least when it comes to gender. In Europe, several countries have quotas, including France, which requires 40% of board members at its largest listed companies to be women. In Germany, there is a 30% quota. Britain has a government-backed target for women to make up a third of its 350 largest boards by the end of 2020. In the U.S., those who want diverse boards say they help companies deal better with modern issues. Some research shows that gender diversity is linked to better financial results. This may be because those companies are more likely to have engaged employees and lower turnover. But other studies suggest that companies with more women directors perform no differently. The advising company PwC surveyed 714 corporate directors last October. 84% of those questioned said diversity improves board performance. But 52% agreed, at least partly, that board diversity efforts are driven by political correctness. Males represented 80% of the board directors surveyed.
Some companies now provide diversity information in documents required by the government. Last year, finance company Regional Management Corp. documented 4 of its 8 directors as white/Caucasian and 4 as Hispanic/Latino. Regional Director Roel Campos said investors probably want these details because many of Regional's customers are Latino. He says, "We believe that investors are better informed and can judge whether his company's diversity leads to better performance." Luis Aguilar sits on several corporate boards. He says he does not believe arguments that it is hard to find qualified women and minorities to serve on boards. "I no longer give much credibility to people saying they can't find who they're looking for, because I can quickly find who they're looking for through several organizations," Aguilar said. I'm Susan Shand.
And I'm Katie Weaver.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com.